You're listening to Naisha on 104.8 Ishq.
All right. Okay. This is one crazy kind of a morning where I am speaking to the chief impact officer and founder of Ido Bro about this really cool contest that they're going to do. It's called Meri Poshtik Rasoi. Her name is Karon Shaiva and she just locked herself in a room because hum network dhoond rahe hain, hum shanti dhoond rahe hain taki hum ye bahut hi serious conversation, bahut hi cool conversation kar sake. Like, MD, the founder of Ido Bro, locked herself in her room because of me. Am I supposed to feel good about this? Good morning to you. Have you had your breakfast and has it been a poshtik one?
Thank you so much. It's very great to be talking to you about this. And yes, my breakfast was poshtik because I think that's so important in today's day and life.
So, Meri Poshtik Rasoi cooking contest, okay? And the minute I hear it, I'm thinking, poshtik food means I'm going to be eating oats and all these things and I'm not so excited about it. Can you tell us a bit about it? Because I'm very sure it's way more interesting than I'm making it sound.
Okay. So, Naisha, true, yes, you know, poshtik kind of sounds very boring, sounds very like, oh, if I have to be healthy, it means I have to be like a nerd looking at eating, you know, only specific kinds of food.
Absolutely.
But that's not really true, you know, because food can be fun too. And that's exactly the reason why we are hosting it as a contest.
Okay.
Intent and objective of the contest.
Okay.
And basically the purpose is to gather traditional, nutritional and local recipes.
Okay.
I think, you know, you just use the word oats, right?
Right.
Just as you have oats, just as you talk about oats, okay, there are really so many other Indian alternatives that we tend not to think about. So, this is actually a contest that is supported by Glenmark Foundation.
Okay.
And the idea is because their mandate and focus is on malnutrition.
Correct.
And mother and child health, basically.
Correct.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
So, they, while they're very focused on this and do a lot of projects on the ground, working with children who are malnourished.
Right.
And mothers who are lactating and pregnant mothers, they also are very open and interested in looking at what are the other ways that we can fight malnutrition in a bigger way, because the problem is so big, right?
Right.
We really don't realize how widespread the problem of malnutrition is, and children are dying from it, right? So it's as serious as it can get.
So how exactly can people be a part of this contest?
Well, it's really, really simple and easy. There's a whole online process that we have put into place.
Okay.
And you can just simply upload your recipe to it, yeah,
uh-huh,
on this platform.
Uh-huh.
Also, I must add that they can do this in any language. It
okay.
is not necessary that it has to be in English or
okay.
Hindi. It can be very much in your local languages.
Okay.
Yeah? So I can tell you the name is glenmarkvolunteers.com,
right,
and then cooking contest.
Okay,
yeah?
Okay, that's how they, so glenmarkvolunteers.com and usme fir cooking contest dikhega, wahan pe jaake you have to register and you can upload your recipe, right?
Absolutely.
And
absolutely.
One ground rule of this recipe is that it has to be very tasty food, even though it is poshtik and poshtik sounds boring, am I right?
Yes. You know, I think we have to make poshtik, what you call it, fashionable.
So tell me something, Karon. As a kid, what was that one healthy dish that mom used to make and you hated it and you didn't want to eat it? Like, you know, my mom, she'd make noodles for me. Okay, but she'd put so much vegetable in it ki meko noodle dhoondna padta tha. Like there would be four noodles, only four, and that also kate kate. And that yeah. I'd be, and she'd be like, beta, you had noodles though yesterday, that is junk. I'm like, what? There was only vegetable in it, you know. But did you have any one of those recipes that your mom or your dad used to cook for you?
So that is nothing any different for me. And you know, when my mom would make, especially papadi, I'll never forget. Oh my goodness,
papadi,
I would be like ready to run in the other direction.
Ha,
right?
Yeah, yeah, the papdi ki bhaji, no? That you say,
yes,
cart ke,
yes,
yeah,
yes.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, that gives me nightmares even today, and I rarely, rarely eat it if I can avoid it, absolutely.
Oh, you still avoid it.
But,
so tell me, have you found a nice papdi recipe for yourself?
Yes.
You did?
Yeah, yeah.
So my bane is bhindi. Is there a good bhindi recipe that you managed to find in Meri Poshtik Rasoi contest?
You know, there is. is one.
I'm not kidding, I swear. I mean, getting bhindi down my throat for me, it's like, it makes, I feel existential crisis. You know, when I have to eat bhindi, it's like, why am I alive? Why? Why am I doing this? You know?
So, you know what? So, use rava along with it so that it kind of takes away
say?
All the sogginess. You know? And it really comes out nice and crisp.
The founder of Idobro and the chief impact officer, Karan Chivya, with us. And she is telling us that use semolina with bhindi to make it sound and taste good. Amazing. All right. So tell me, what is the gift prize that you get for this? And, you know, once more, how they can reach you and keep in touch.
What they are sharing is knowledge that will be taken to the ground into projects
right.
that will affect the lives of mother and children.
Amazing.
You know, especially in remote areas
yes,
who are kind
yes.
of malnourished.
Absolutely. So, it's yeah. such a Christmassy feeling to talk to you. You know, I'm feeling like Santa. If I can come up with a recipe, I'm going to feel so awesome.
There are three categories totally.
Right.
One is for people who are working in the food space, so right. professionals, students.
Correct.
So second category is NGOs or the
okay.
non-profits who are again working in the space of malnutrition. And the third is really is the open category, which anybody with certain innovation, creativeness or knowledge, like I said, traditional knowledge, would be able to kind of come up with these recipes. Well, prizes are up to two lakhs.
Whoa!
Okay,
so Karan, I'm thinking I'll steal your bhindi and semolina wala recipe and put it up. What? I mean, it's okay. That's little stolen recipes, okay, no? Little.
Slightly. Yes, yes, absolutely.
Because I am going to have to steal a recipe. I'm a terrible cook. There's no other way this is going to happen for me at all. Amazing.
But
can
that's
you just
what we should do, right? Share what we know because we're doing something so good with it.
Correct. I should not have to steal the recipe. They should be sharing it with me so that I can win the prize. Karan, it was really nice talking to you. Just one last time again, can you tell us the email address?
They could even email me directly. That is karan.shaiva@idobro.com or my colleague rupali.avnash@idobro.com.
Right.
And of course, the website, which is glenmockvolunteers.com/cooking contest.
Which is the last date for it?
Okay, the deadline is 7th of February.
All right, guys, 7th Feb is the deadline. Yaad rakhna. Matlab, I have that much time to steal a recipe. So I. Okay, it was amazing talking to you, Karan.
Thank you very much for having us, Nyasha.
Tune in Monday to Friday, 7 a.m. to 10 a.m. for your daily dose of what's trending in Mumbai. Only on 104.8 Ishq. Do the Ishq, baby.